Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Nemec. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Gordon Rhodes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Finney reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Campbell moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rhodes moves to third. Finney moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly bunts for a single. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Campbell scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Puccinelli moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Puccinelli scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0-for-1 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Newsom steals second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Moses steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec fields it and throws to home to get Campbell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Nemec. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rhodes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Averill goes all the way around to score. Trotsky moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards right. Campbell fields it and throws to second to catch Newsom for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puccinelli for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.